From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State and the Chinese Foreign Minister address the U.N. Security Council. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made his United Nations debut today, chairing a high-level United Nations Security Council session on the threat posed by North Korea's quest to build a nuclear bomb and calling on the body to take action before North Korea does.
We must be willing to face the hard truths and make hard choices right now to prevent disastrous outcomes in the future. Business as usual is not an option.
Tillerson urged the international community to fully implement UN sanctions and to suspend or downgrade diplomatic relations with Pyongyang. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said today that dialogue and negotiations are the only choice when dealing with the North Korean nuclear threat. He said, due to the recent efforts by North Korea to accelerate missile and nuclear developments, China agrees with the international community to step up efforts of non-proliferation due to the heightened tension in the situation on the peninsula. China poses at the same time, he says, that we have to step up efforts to promote peace talks. So efforts on both fronts, namely non-proliferation and promotion of peace, have to be strengthened. The South Korean government has quickly refuted President Trump's call for Seoul to pay $1 billion for a missile defense system. The deployment of the anti-missile battery was agreed to last year by the administrations of then-U.S. President Barack Obama and then-South Korean President Park Geun-hye. South Korea is in the midst of a presidential election brought on by Park's impeachment. The leading presidential candidate says he wants to postpone deploying the U.S. anti-missile system. This is VOA News. New documents show President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests after being warned in 2015, when he retired as an Army general, not to accept payments from foreign governments. Stephen Lynch is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee looking into the influence Russia might have had on last year's presidential election and any connection between the Russian government and anyone on the Trump team. Reporters asked Representative Lynch if charges might be filed against Michael Flynn.
I think charges and prosecution, that's a question for the prosecutorial branch. Ours is just to get the information and make sure that the American people are well-informed and well-served.
White House spokesperson Sean Spicer answered questions about how Flynn obtained security clearance to be a part of the Trump administration.
Every individual came into this White House, either applied for a security clearance or had one. Everyone in the government goes through the same SF-86 process, every single person.
The U.S. military says it is probing whether Michael Flynn failed to obtain required prior approval before accepting money from foreign governments in the time that followed his retirement from the U.S. military. The United Nations is issuing a flash appeal of $64.5 million to provide emergency assistance over the next 6 months to hundreds of thousands of people uprooted by ethnic violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations reports that more than 1 million people have been forcibly displaced since violence erupted in August when government soldiers killed a local tribal leader in Kasai province. Spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says children are at extreme risk and in need of protection.
The violence behind the displacement has already led to civilian deaths in the hundreds and human rights violations, including the discovery of mass graves.
Laerke says the flash appeal is on top of the regular $750 million humanitarian response plan for the DRC. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Laerke says the crisis is worsening pre-existing tensions between communities and ethnic groups. Pope Francis began a two-day visit in Egypt today, where he'll be promoting peace between Christians and Muslims in the country after a bombing at a Coptic Christian church that killed 45 people. He was greeted at Cairo Airport by Egypt's Prime Minister Sharif Ismail. He also had a meeting with Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tayeb, the Grand Imam of the government-run Al-Azhar Mosque, a little bit earlier today. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.